The building collapse comes just 5 months after a massive fire killed more than 100 people at another clothing factory in Bangladesh. John Sifton, Asia Advocacy Director for Human Rights Watch, says factory owners and the government must ensure buildings are safe. He believes conditions would also improve if garment workers were unionized and could sue for injury.
Bangladesh has very, very problematic labor conditions, and part of the reason the workers can be driven so hard to produce good quality product on time, quickly, is because they don't have any rights.
Pietro Rivoli, a business professor at Georgetown University in Washington, says legislation is needed to change the conditions in Bangladesh. So is pressure by U.S. retail companies.
When it becomes clear that a factory will not get orders unless it's adhering to certain minimum standards, you know, the factories will start to take notice.
After China, Bangladesh is the world's second largest apparel exporter. Sifton says Bangladesh pays 3.5 million garment workers some of the world's lowest wages.
They come from a low socioeconomic level, and they're not going to argue too much when you offer them a wage that would never be accepted anywhere else in the world.
Those low wages and the ability to produce high-quality apparel are reasons garment factories move from one country to another.
China was the dominant force of, say, 10 years ago or even 5 years ago, but wages in China have tripled. And so garment producers find it much more expensive now to produce in China. And so if all of a sudden it becomes too expensive to pay your workers, then that will be the reason that the production will tend to start to move to lower cost places. Vietnam is an example. Bangladesh is an example. Pakistan, India.
Since labor is the single biggest cost, U.S. companies have found it cheaper to use overseas contractors to make garments. That's why Rivoli says American apparel companies don't own factories.
Instead, they place orders through a very complex international supply chain. Even though we tend to look at the large price difference between the price tag in the store and the pay that the workers get, in fact, there are not very many parties. In fact, there are no parties, really, throughout this whole process that are making a whole lot of money.
Rivoli points out that garment factories often allow industrialization to take root and flourish. She says it happened in Britain in the 1700s, in the U.S. in the 1800s, and in China 10 or so years ago. Deborah Block, VOA News, Washington.